Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, a well-known community activist is being credited with chasing down a suspected hit-and-run driver and holding him for Chicago police. This happened on the west side yesterday morning. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
Activist Andrew Holmes says he was sitting at a stoplight at Austin and the Eisenhower Expressway around 1:45 yesterday afternoon.
The car was coming off the 290. And immediately when I looked at that car, it was flying too fast. I mean, too fast. I said, he's going to hit some. Before I knew it, he had hit two cars.
Holmes followed first in his car and then chased the suspect on foot through Columbus Park and into an alley past Loretto Hospital. He finally caught up with the guy.
The first thing came out his mouth was, what did I do? I said, sir, do me a favor. I said, kneel down. Just keep your hands up. Kneel down. Keep your hands up. Who are you? I'm activist Holmes. I'm making a citizen's arrest.
Chicago police say the suspect is 33 years old and that charges are pending. The two people in the car he allegedly hit suffered minor injuries. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago Public School elementary students began returning to classrooms today for the first time in almost a year.
Students will go in cohorts on Monday and Tuesday or Thursday and Friday, with Wednesdays all remote for cleaning. Masks and temperature checks are required except at lunch. Keeping students spread out will be much easier in some places. The Sun-Times reports some schools in East Garfield Park, South Lawndale, and Little Village anticipate only 10% of students are coming back, while others, like Mount Greenwood Elementary, predict 85% returning. Grades 6 through 8 are slated to come back next week, while there is no ETA for high schools yet. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Parents of students at the University of Chicago Lab School want their children back in the classroom as soon as possible. The Tribune reports the parents say they're frustrated the school has issued in-person and hybrid learning plans, but then backed away from them without clearly stated reasons. A shopping frenzy has left the once magnificent Macy's location at Water Tower Place nearly bare.
Over the weekend, there were still some men's suits and dress shoes and women's undergarments and fragrances still in stock. And in-store sales are now promoted by signs throughout the store and on windows facing the street that say 70% off everything. And shoppers may be able to find an extra discount on the remaining 30% of the price of goods. Some location-specific closing sale coupons expire April 24th, but the 7 floors of retail space are now nearly empty, save a variety of display furniture, sales racks, and mannequins up for grabs as part of the retail giant's liquidation of the store's inventory before making their final exit from Chicago's Magnificent Mile. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Chicago police officer was found dead this morning in a Northside police station as a result of an apparent suicide. He's identified as James Daly, a 21-year veteran of the force. Police say the officer was found in a locker room at the Town Hall District on the 800 block of West Addison. One of the Chicago area's favorite attractions is reopening today.
The Brookfield Zoo is opening its gates to visitors once again. The zoo voluntarily shut down on December 31st. It was the second time the zoo closed during the pandemic. The zoo will be at 25% capacity, and people who want to visit must make a reservation and buy tickets through the zoo website. Masks are mandatory and all indoor spaces are closed. There have been some new additions since the zoo closed on New Year's Eve. A 5-year-old polar bear named Hope arrived on January 29th. Zoo visitors can also say hello to two more new arrivals, a Mexican wolf named CB, along with her 2-year-old daughter, Lorena. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A local nonprofit is helping build black wealth on the West Side.
The Black Village Foundation is helping Westsiders jumpstart their careers in trucking, food preparation, real estate, and law. $35,000 in grants will help cover the cost of getting trucking or food licenses, as well as tutoring for the Law School Admission Test, or LSAT. 28 recipients will be selected on March 15th. It's part of the nonprofit's goal of giving away $100,000 in grants to primarily black neighborhoods in Chicago. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The COVID-19 vaccination clinic at Joliet West High School reopens today after being closed last week because of a shortage of vaccines. A spokesman says today's reopening means second dose vaccines will proceed as scheduled, and the clinic will be able to vaccinate another 600 people waiting for their first dose.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.